December the 27th, 8 games on the slate. We have a Luka update. We have a Sacramento Kings update. This is the Friday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91 and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Appreciate the subscribing and the liking and the downloading. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. 8 games. We'll talk about the Luka-Dallas sort of update when we get to the Dallas game. But, of course, news broke half an hour ago maybe. The Sacramento Kings have parted ways with head coach Mike Brown. I wouldn't say it's a complete surprise. He did sign an extension, I believe, in June. So, Yeah, the world comes at you fast, doesn't it, as an NBA coach. They've been very disappointing, let's be honest. Disappointing compared to maybe wider expectations. I'm actually not that high on the roster. And I think, as I tweeted out, I do think he is just the scapegoat here for what has been a terribly run organization. In terms of trading, drafting, acquiring players, it's almost like they just looked at the free agency market this offseason, went, who's the best player? He'll do. Look at the OKC Thunder. Look at these teams that are constructed well, players fit. They can play both ends of the floor. That is not the case. At the moment in Sacramento, what does this mean? No idea. De'Aaron Fox, there's been rumors that he is unhappy and wants to go somewhere else. So let's see if this starts a reaction of or a chain reaction of player movement, that sort of thing. Nothing is imminent. There's no word at this stage on who will be the coach. It will probably be an interim head coach for the time being. But yes, that did just go down, and Sacramento being Sacramento. Couple of questions. Let's just have a look if we've got a Luka question. We'll get to that when we get to the Luka. All right, Hini Mini's question asked with Gogi yesterday. What do I think of these trade offers? Draymond and Vassell for Paul George. Draymond and Vassell and Tyus Jones for Şengün. I guess by the looks of things, you're trying to thin the roster a bit, open up a streaming spot, or you've got someone coming back off IR. So you're trying to move out two or three players and get one back. Draymond to me is top 100. Vassell's probably top 80. So you'd probably want to get a top 50 player. Yeah, Paul George. That one's probably okay. Draymond, Vassell for Paul George. Throwing in Tyus to get Şengün. I don't mind that, but 3-for-1 is tough. How deep are your waivers? That sort of thing. And then you've just added, if I can't get a trade off quickly. Okay, so this is to bring quickly back. I need to drop two of these players. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, I wouldn't drop Vassell. I wouldn't drop Lively. I wouldn't drop Bilal. I wouldn't drop Goga. Draymond is very specific. He's not scoring. He's basically rebounds and assists at this point with a little bit of defensive stuff thrown in. Trayce Jackson-Davis I'd be holding at the moment. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind trying to get a trade there. Draymond and Vassell for Paul George is probably the way I would go. All right. Anyway, let's get into the games very quickly. Where's my button? There's my button. New York at Orlando, first game of the night for the Knicks. It's the same old story, rinse and repeat every game. Unless we get an injury, there's not much to talk about. Streaming tonight with eight games is possible, but not necessary. So you may have one or two empty roster spots. If you want to stream someone in, by all means, but your roster is probably active enough that you may not need to. So McBride, Precious Achiuwa, very borderline. There's probably better options tonight, though. On the Orlando side of things, speaking of better options, Trevellyn Queen, Tristan Da Silva have both been playing well over the past week and I think are worth a look tonight. I've picked up Trevellyn Queen in two leagues for tonight, looking for steals. We'll see how that goes. But he's played over 30 minutes. This sort of came out of nowhere, but it's working. So I don't mind him if you need steals. Tristan Da Silva has been scoring the ball pretty well, and they just need people to score because they don't have a lot of offense on their roster at the moment. Wendell Carter currently playing backup minutes behind Goga Bitadze. We'll see if that continues. Which means Jonathan Isaac is playing purely backup 4 minutes behind Tristan Da Silva. So they have obviously thinned the rotation a bit, which they've had to do. Caldwell Pope, if you need threes and steals, we know what he does and doesn't do on a basketball court. San Antonio at Brooklyn for the Spurs, rolling out the same starting lineup that they have the last couple of games, we would assume. Vassell is a bit of a buy low at the moment. Hasn't been playing great, but will be better, I think. Champagne is a tough one. He's coming off the bench, but he's clearly better than Harrison Barnes. I think Barnes has played 20 minutes and 17 minutes in each of the last two games. So I think there might be just enough there for Champagne. It's tough to say he's a must roster or a must add or anything like that, but let's see what they do tonight. If they continue to play him more than Harrison Barnes, there might be enough there. For the Nets, they are without Ben Simmons. There was talk that he would play on the second night of a back-to-back, but it was always a bit of a long shot, and he was ultimately ruled out, as was Cam Thomas. So he is out with a hip injury. Cam Johnson. Cam Thomas is out as well. Cam Johnson is also out with a hip injury. No indication that this is significant. It's probably more precautionary. We're on the second night of a back-to-back and we don't want to win too many games. So with him out, there's streaming value here, but who do we look at? Do we look at Milton? Do we look at Keon Johnson, Dorian Finney-Smith, Noah Clowney, Jalen Wilson, Tyrese Martin? Derek Whitehead will probably get into the rotation. I think if I had to put an order on these guys, I'd probably put Clowney and Milton at the top. Then I'd go Keon Johnson just because he's starting with Finney-Smith. Sorry, I'd probably have Finney-Smith near the top as well. So Milton, Finney-Smith, Clowney, then Keon Johnson, and then probably Jalen Wilson, Tyrese Martin in that order. But, yeah, as I said, there's a lot there. We just don't know who it's going to be tonight. Indiana at Boston. Andrew Nembhard out on the second night of a back-to-back. That's just a return-to-injury plan thing. Obi Toppin also ruled out with his ankle injury. So there is a little bit here tonight for the Pacers. Obviously, it's not a favorable matchup against Boston. TJ McConnell, he sort of shoves himself right to the top of the list of streaming candidates for tonight if you need assists and steals. Jarris Walker is maybe worth a look. he hasn't really done a lot when he's been given minutes this season, but with no Obi Toppin there, he's maybe worth a look. Ben Shepherd, a little bit the same. Even when he gets minutes, he struggles. He's really only threes anyway. And, just hopefully Halliburton can do something tonight. For the Celtics, Drew Holiday and Porzingis are both questionable. If Porzingis is out, Al Horford becomes the add, and Luke Kornet in deeper leagues probably becomes an option as well. And if Drew Holiday is out, we will probably see Peyton Pritchard. Could be Sam Hauser, though, as well. And if Holiday is out, Porzingis is in, they probably will just play Horford at the four. So there's a few questions here around the rotation for Boston, but we're looking at Al Horford, Sam Hauser, and in deeper leagues, Luke Kornet, if those aforementioned players are ruled out. Okay. Ooh. Memphis at New Orleans. Memphis coming off a handy 155-point performance last night up against the hapless New Orleans Pelicans. No idea what's going to happen in this game. You feel like the Pelicans are going to put it together at some point. Whether that's tonight, I don't know. For the Grizzlies, Santi Aldama is out, as is Marcus Smart. With Aldama out, there is some interesting value here on the bench. Jalen Wells, if you need points, is always sort of mid-table when it comes to streaming, I think. Jake LaRavia would be interesting here, as would Brandon Clark. They may play Brandon Clark as the backup four a little bit with Aldama out. If you need field goal percentage, some rebounds, defensive stuff, maybe Brandon Clark. Scottie Pippen will probably play around 20 minutes with Marcus Smart out. Assists and steals. Again, this we just don't know which way this matchup's going to go. If it's a blowout, we might get a little bit more of Scottie Pippen. We might get some more Luke Kennard if you need threes. But we just haven't really seen Aldama out this season, so it's hard to know who's going to take his minutes. He's always the one that takes the minutes from other players that are injured. For New Orleans, Jordan Hawkins, questionable. Obviously, Ingram and Zion are still out. If Hawkins doesn't play, Brandon Boston becomes someone to consider. They sort of split backup minutes. Boston was good in the last game. He had 17 points, I think, 4 steals. So if Hawkins is out, I'd look at Boston. If Hawkins is in, then probably not Boston, but Hawkins if you need threes. And Eve Misi up against Zach Edey. So two young centers should be an interesting matchup tonight in that one. Game within a game sort of thing. Minnesota at Houston for the Wolves. Nikhil Alexander-Walker is questionable. Joe Ingles is questionable. Not a fantasy relevant player at all, but good to see Joe maybe getting back on the court. He hasn't got much left in the tank, to be honest. If Nikhil Alexander-Walker doesn't play, Dante DiVincenzo is interesting. He's been playing better, and they basically split those backup minutes, usually 20, 20, 22, 22. With no Alexander Walker there, DiVincenzo could push to 28 minutes tonight. They will probably get Rob Dillingham out there a little bit as well, and maybe Joe Ingles just for old time's sake. Mike Conley, he's very borderline at the moment. Possibly a hold, but also I'm okay with dropping him. For Houston, no Dylan Brooks again, so we continue to roll out Amen Thompson. Tari Eason is questionable. He was questionable last night, so I don't know. Maybe we err on the side of him playing tonight. I want to see what he looks like alongside or with Jabari Smith. What do they do with the minutes? Eason will obviously be eased back in here. But probably the biggest well, story takeaway, I don't know what we want to call it, is Cam Whitmore, who's had two really good games. Can he maintain a meaningful role? If Eason's out, yes. If Eason is back, not sure. If you did grab Whitmore after last night's game, obviously you don't get that performance, but you get whatever he does tonight. So fingers crossed he can put something together. I would just recommend holding him until we get an idea of what this rotation looks like. Dylan Brooks will obviously come back and that will spoil the party for all of these guys. But at the moment, he's a very interesting flyer. All right, Cleveland at Denver. Cleveland without Isaac Okoro still, but Max Strus obviously is back. So they basically just cancel each other out? Is that the right phrase? We know in Cleveland that for streaming purposes, we're really just looking at Caris LeVert and maybe Max Strus. But I would certainly lean LeVert over Strus. For the Nuggets, Jamal Murray is probable to return. We're still rostering Russell Westbrook. Aaron Gordon has been down. Well, he was out, but he's downgraded to a calf strain from a calf tightness or whatever it was before. I would think this is probably 2 weeks at least for Aaron Gordon, if not three. This is, I believe, the same injury that he missed time with earlier. So we are adding Peyton Watson in most leagues. And Julian Strouther, maybe he plays a little bit more, but obviously Peyton Watson is the one-for-one replacement in this situation. Dallas at Phoenix. Okay, so Dallas, as I said, we got a Luka update. I did talk about this on the post-game show yesterday, but we can touch on it again now. Luka is set to be re-evaluated in 1 month. So we basically rule him out for the whole of January. The All-Star game is mid-February. I wouldn't be surprised, as I said, if he is back after the All-Star game. So that would put us at almost 8 weeks, 7 weeks. I obviously have no news, or that's just me speculating. But nonetheless, it's a lengthy absence. It's more than a streaming opportunity for certain players. Namely Quentin Grimes and Spencer Dinwiddie. If you have Luka, you just have to throw him in your IR spot, really. I do think he'll be back before the fantasy playoffs, but the Dallas, they just need him for the playoffs. That's it, for the real-life playoffs, not the fantasy playoffs, obviously. So who are we looking at? Klay Thompson will have to do a little bit more. He should be rostered anyway. PJ Washington probably has to do a bit more as well, which is a good thing for PJ most games. But Quentin Grimes and Spencer Dinwiddie are the two players that we are adding here. I've had so many people saying, who do I prefer? I've picked up Grimes in two leagues. I haven't picked up Dinwiddie in any yet, and he's probably gone in most leagues now. I just think Grimes will start. So to me, I'm going to take the guy that is going to get first crack at those minutes. And I think, as I talked about, they're both guards, but they have different skill sets. One plays off the ball, one plays on the ball. So it may depend on what Kyrie wants to do on any given night, or how well Kyrie is shooting the ball, or how well Grimes is shooting the ball. So I don't think this is going to be whatever we see tonight. Just rinse and repeat for every game after that. I think it's going to be very up and down. But I do think both are probably worth adding in standard leagues. Najee Marshall could also do a little bit more. He has cooled off a lot after a period of about a month or 3 weeks there where he was a 12-team guy. Probably not an add outside of deeper leagues. For Phoenix, still no Devin Booker, still no Grayson Allen. Much like Aaron Gordon, Devin Booker's injury was downgraded from groin soreness to a groin strain. So that may mean that he is out for an additional week, 2 weeks. We're not sure. He has a bit of a history of these types of injuries, so they will be careful with him. So we continue with Royce O'Neal. Not really interested in Ryan Dunn. He's just a defensive specialist. And Monty Morris has been playing minutes. And yeah, I mean, he's been okay, but I don't think there's enough there for him to be added outside of very deep leagues as well. All right, and last game? Yes, last game of the night, Golden State at Los Angeles facing the Clippers. For Golden State, no Steph Curry, probably no Draymond Green, and no Gary Payton. So ball handling aplenty in Golden State. Dennis Schroeder, this is his opportunity. Let's have a look at what he looks like here. He will start at point guard and will basically run the show. Wiggins will do a little bit more as well. Buddy Hield could start. They could go with Podziemski. I don't know what their starting lineup is, and I have no confidence in what Steve Kerr does. So who are we looking at for streaming? I think Trayce Jackson-Davis is a must roster player at the moment. Schroeder is he's a soft hold, but for tonight definitely should be rostered. Same with Buddy Hield tonight, I think, and probably Podziemski. Who would I rather? Again, I would just go with whoever's starting, but we don't know who that is at this point. Kuminga, if you need points, is also worth a look, because obviously you take Steph out, you take a lot of their scoring out. For the Clippers, Kevin Porter is questionable. He's been playing quite well. He has some streaming value. Chris Dunn, if you need steals. Derek Jones, he's very, very mid. I'm not that excited about him. If we only had four games tonight, maybe, but with eight games, I think there's probably a better option out there for you. And that's all the games. Let us have a look. Let us have a look at some questions. So we did talk about the Luka situation. So Jay Sizzle asks, with Luka gone for at least a month, would PJ Washington be worth a pickup in a 10-team league? Yeah, I think so. He's been a bit up and down, but on the whole, I think he's been pretty good. I have no idea what his rank is. He's one of those guys, if you have him on your roster, you sort of just plug him in there and let him go. You don't necessarily pay attention to what he's doing. So where are we? Yeah, look, he's top 70 for the season, top 90 for the last month, top 60 for the last 2 months. I think he's probably top 80-ish the rest of the way. So in a 10-team league, you're basically rostering anyone inside the top 100, top 90. So, yes, I think he is. Does Devin Carter get a smattering of minutes at the expense of Monk or just or further destroy the minutes of Huerter, Ellis and McLaughlin? I don't know. I think this team will still want to win, so I don't think they will lean into Devin Carter. If they get to a point where they're a little bit, of the opinion that maybe the season is done, which to me doesn't sound like a Sacramento thing, then maybe. But at this stage, I don't think so. So Chad, just some thoughts on the Kings roster construction. I don't even know if the roster is that badly constructed. They kind of just hit a really bad combination of DeRozan being rough, Keegan going ice cold, and then Sabonis. Yeah, look, it's a bit of both. I just think defensively they're so poor, and they've got Sabonis is a center that likes to have the ball in his hands, but usually it's facilitating. But then they also have De'Aaron Fox. They've then started Malik Monk for whatever reason. They haven't wanted to do that forever. They move him in and he handles the ball. And we know DeMar DeRozan likes to handle the ball as well. So there's just so many similar guys in there. None of them like to play defense, really. De'Aaron Fox, to be fair, is a decent defender. And that's why it's curious that Keon Ellis doesn't play, because he does give them that defensive identity. But they just, for whatever reason, whether this was a Mike Brown decision, and that's part of why he has been let go, is because he's not playing guys like Keon Ellis. I don't know. we will see. But yeah, I do think it is obviously a combination. And Keegan Murray, I think he's a good player. They just he's in such a bad situation because he's the fourth or fifth option on offense. Bringing Malik Monk in just makes Keegan a non-factor. You'd be better off bringing Keegan off the bench with this team. So I don't know. It's interesting. Okay. Would I drop Kamara for Boston Jr. or Dinwiddie? I mean, I've probably been Kamara's biggest fan this season, but would I drop him for Boston Jr. or Dinwiddie? Maybe Dinwiddie. Boston, probably not. I think, as I said, Boston might have a bit of value tonight, but that's only if Hawkins is out. I think Boston has hit his ceiling this season, assuming that the Pelicans don't trade away players or get more injuries, which of course they could. But Dinwiddie, yeah, I think there's probably more upside in Dinwiddie for at least the next 1 to 2 months. Shining Knight was not notified of this. Yeah, sorry, it was a 9:15 start for me, 9:15 a.m., and then my wife informed me that we were going to IKEA, so I started early. Your brother was asking opinion on a trade, Miles Turner and Jalen Green for Tyler Hero. He would be giving up Hero. So giving up Tyler Hero for Miles Turner and Jalen Green. I think that's okay. I think Tyler Hero is a big sell high at the moment. We don't know what's happening with Jimmy Butler. Miles Turner is, we know exactly who he is, what he does. He's, well, no idea what he's ranked. Let me have a look. He's safe, though. Like, he's, what, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, hits some threes. He's decent from the free throw line. Jalen Green is, I guess, the question mark there. He's been very up and down, but he is almost like a Tyler Hero, but he doesn't give you, well, he's not as efficient and he doesn't give you quite as good counting stats. But if you're really just looking for points, threes, free throw percentage, then he's comparable. And then getting Miles Turner as well, I think that makes sense. Are we reaching the point where we need to evaluate if Halliburton isn't damaged goods? I don't think so. It's been pretty rough. I know he was really bad in that last game, but he had been good prior to that. I do think the hamstring back, the whole thing is still there. It's still an issue. Not to the point where he's missing games, obviously, but it's certainly a buy low opportunity in dynasty leagues, and he undoubtedly has dropped down in terms of projected ranks and things like that. But I still think he is an elite point guard, and he's better than what we've seen this year. Should I try to trade Hartenstein for PG, or try to trade Hartenstein and Trey Murphy for Scottie Barnes or Harden? Or Donovan Mitchell. This would be in the 17 points league, I assume. Hartenstein and Trey Murphy for Scottie Barnes. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to look at what points. I know the ESPN points thing is sort of weird. I think Hartenstein for PG-13 is okay. In a points league. Hartenstein, we know when Chet comes back, he's going to take a bit of a hit. Hartenstein and Trey Murphy for Scottie Barnes, that feels like a bit too much, but in a 17 league, you can stream in someone that gets you 20 points probably a game. I don't know. I think they're both okay. If I was looking at who to go for in that multiple trade there, the Hartenstein and Murphy, I'd probably go with maybe Harden would be, although Kawhi's going to come back. They're all pretty comparable, I think. I mean, you'd know what their points are. So what's my favorite coach moment? Mine is Darko. That is complete crap. Favorite coach moment? I don't know if I have one, really. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of one off the top of my head. If Ingles cracks 15 minutes, would he be a three streamer? I don't think so. I'd like to say yes, but I don't think so. Is Exum worth stashing since he's due back before Luka? Possibly. You'd have to be in a pretty deep league or have a lot of IR spots, though, I think. I think he'll have a role when he comes back, but it's not. I don't think we're going to get the Exum that we saw last year. Gafford or Grimes in a points league? Grimes, I think. Can't they run? So this is a Sacramento question. Can't they run Keon as the defender and Herder as the corner points? And then it would be three-hander. There are options. They absolutely have options here. It's just the way they've gone about it. And like I said, I don't know if this was a Mike Brown decision or a front office decision regarding the rotation. This might indicate that Mike Brown was just going rogue and playing these weird rotations and the front office isn't happy. But it's probably more a case of the front office told him to do these things. They didn't work and then they couldn't fire themselves, so they had to fire someone. Yes, Monk and Keegan in the second unit would be good. Play Keon Ellis as a starter. They have the personnel. It's just constructed weirdly, and then the rotations, I guess, amplify those questionable construction, or the questionable construction. That'll do. That's 8 games. That's some questions. Now I get to go to IKEA. Yay. I do get a hot dog, so that's a good thing. I will be back this afternoon or this evening, wherever you are, with a post-game show, as per usual. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and for listening and downloading. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.